News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I am Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari has said there is a huge demand from people to confer the Bharat Ratna on V.D. Savarkar. In an exclusive interview to CNN News 18's Maria Shakil, Gadkari said that based on this demand, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, when someone asked him a question, said that the state would recommend both V.D. Savarkar and Jyotiba Phule for Bharat Ratna to the central government. The Bharatiya Janata Party on Tuesday released its manifesto for the Maharashtra Assembly elections, promising that if re-elected, its government would recommend the names of Hindutva ideologue Savarkar and social reformers Jyotiba Phule and Savitribai Phule for the Bharat Ratna, India's highest civilian award. Veer Savarkar's contribution to the freedom movement, to Maharashtra and the Marathi language will be recognized and the state will recommend his name for the Bharat Ratna. BJP's alliance partner, the Shiv Sena, has been endorsing a Bharat Ratna for Veer Savarkar since as early as 2009 and 2015. However, it is the first time the BJP has officially acknowledged the recommendation, said Fadnavis. The opposition termed the announcement a populist pre-poll promise. Gadkari, though, said it is not an election issue. People will ask questions on anything and you are supposed to give answers to that. I believe there is nothing wrong in it, he said. In an exclusive interview with News 18 Network Group Editor-in-Chief Rahul Joshi, Home Minister and BJP President Amit Shah said on Wednesday that those opposing bestowing of Bharat Ratna upon Savarkar were playing with the nation's sentiments and were committing a sin. Gadkari also said that the Congress's allegations on Savarkar's involvement in Mahatma Gandhi's murder had been proven false. The problem is that Congress always wants to mislead people and confuse them, he said. Savarkar was a great leader who was an inspiration and motivation for all of us. He dedicated his life for the country. His family was destroyed only because of national thoughts, and it is time for the country to respect him, Gadkari said, adding that Bharat Ratna for Savarkar was a 100% possibility. Gadkari also spoke on a range of issues including upcoming elections, the economic slowdown, and on speculation that he is being sidelined within the BJP. You can watch the interview today on CNN News 18 or follow the coverage on news18.com. And European Union leaders gave their unanimous backing to a Brexit deal with Britain on Thursday, putting the onus on Prime Minister Boris Johnson to secure the British Parliament's approval for the deal in a vote in 2 days' time. British and EU negotiators reached the agreement after successive days of late-night talks and nearly 3 years of heated discussions that have strained EU-UK ties. After the deal was announced, Johnson joined the EU's 27 other leaders at a summit in Brussels, shaking each by the hand as he entered the room and laughing and joking with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron. He then left them to decide whether they approved the deal. After a little over an hour of discussion, the leaders issued a joint statement endorsing it. Now is the moment for us to get Brexit done and then together to work on building our future partnership, which I think can be incredibly positive, both for the UK and for the EU, Johnson told a joint news conference with Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker before the summit began. I hope very much that my fellow MPs in Westminster do now come together to get Brexit done, to get this excellent deal over the line and to deliver Brexit without any more delay, he said. Juncker said he wanted the deal to be approved rapidly with no need for any further extension of the Brexit deadline. Brexit was initially supposed to have happened on March 31 this year. It will now take place on October 31, as long as the deal is approved by the British and European parliaments. Johnson now needs to secure the votes needed at an extraordinary session of Parliament on Saturday, but the arithmetic is not easy or straightforward for him. The Northern Irish party that Johnson needs to help ratify any agreement, the Democratic Unionist Party, has refused to support it, saying it is not in Northern Ireland's interests. The head of the main opposition Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, said he was unhappy with the agreement and would vote against it. Labour has said it wants any deal to be subject to a public vote, but as yet has not indicated whether it will back any move for a second referendum on Saturday. Johnson appears intent on presenting Parliament with a stark choice, the deal he has struck or no deal, in the hope of securing enough votes to get approval. The PM's position is that it's a new deal or no deal, but no delay, said a senior British government official. Even though Parliament has passed a law obliging him to ask the EU for a delay if a deal has not been finalized and approved by Saturday, Johnson has said he will not do it. And tens of thousands of runners have signed up for the Delhi Half Marathon and other races on Sunday, officials said, despite the air quality hitting dangerous levels. New Delhi's air quality index was around 300 on Thursday, classified as very poor, and meaning prolonged exposure can cause respiratory illness. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, who has described the city as a gas chamber in winter, has ordered emergency measures, including restricting the number of private vehicles on the roads under an odd-even scheme based on number plates. Race organizers said pollution was a worry, but they would take steps to reduce the impact on runners. Hours ahead of and throughout the race, the course will be sprayed with water. The race has been moved this year to avoid a sharp rise in pollutants during Diwali, when hundreds of thousands of firecrackers are lit. But farmers burning crop stubble in the states north of Delhi have turned the air over the city toxic. The forecast for the next few days and into Sunday is very poor. A record 40,633 people have signed up for the 21-kilometer, 10-kilometer and 5-kilometer races. Last year, there were 34,916 runners, many of whom wore masks. And a Paris zoo has showcased a mysterious new organism dubbed the Blob, a yellowish, unicellular, small living being which looks like a fungus but acts like an animal. This newest exhibit of the Paris Zoological Park, which goes on display to the public on Saturday, has no mouth, no stomach, no eyes, yet it can detect food and digest it. The blob also has almost 720 sexes, can move without legs or wings, and heals itself in 2 minutes if cut in half. The blob is a living being which belongs to one of nature's mysteries, said Bruno David, director of the Paris Museum of Natural History, of which the zoological park is part. It surprises us because it has no brain but is able to learn, and if you merge two blobs, the one that has learned will transmit its knowledge to the other, David added. The blob was named after a 1958 science fiction horror B-movie starring a young Steve McQueen, in which an alien life form, the blob, consumes everything in its path in a small Pennsylvania town. We know for sure it is not a plant, but we don't really know if it's an animal or a fungus, said David. It behaves very surprisingly for something that looks like a mushroom. It has the behavior of an animal. It is able to learn, he added. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.